costs are a consideration, particularly where you start to put multiple LLCs into place, and it isn't a bad idea to use multiple LLCs for asset protection. The question arises, should I do this myself or should I have an attorney do it for me? And I don't really care. You can probably do it yourself, and you can probably do as good a job as most attorneys can. However, if you're uncomfortable, please have an attorney work with you, at least on the first one. The funny thing is every time you go back to the lawyer to ask for another LLC, he's going to give you exactly the same forms. In fact, in the next section of our series, you're going to find out that your articles of organization, the forms that allow you to actually establish the LLC at the state level, you're going to use your state's forms anyway. The state issues that form. You just fill in the blanks. Yes, we're going to go through exactly how to fill in the blanks and how to help you. I want to make one more stop here, and that is I want to talk about liability shielding. Everybody gets their corporation, their LLC, for this liability shield. Corporations, the LLCs, they make excellent liability shields. By the way, the LLC has basically the identical corporate shielding as a full corporation does. So you don't need to worry about that. What is liability shielding? Basically, it's an animal that was created by Congress. They said, we want to encourage people to start little businesses. We want to encourage people to work in businesses. So what we're going to do is make it so that when that individual is acting on behalf of the business, it's a corporation or an LLC, then if the business has problems, if something happens within the business, the individual isn't going to be held personally liable. They don't necessarily lose their house because somebody in the business has an accident. Now, the individual, you, may be doing the exact same thing in your business as you would if you were a sole proprietor or doing it yourself. As far as you're concerned, it's the same task. However, in a corporation or an LLC, you are wearing a different hat than you would be if you were a sole proprietor. You're wearing the company's hat. You're representing the company. And as long as you're representing the company is going to protect you from certain things that happen. The company isn't going to protect you from everything that happens, though. I had a student call me a while back, and he says, oh, I'm going to put everything in my LLC or my corporation. Then it's all going to be protected. Well, no. What he didn't understand is the company, the LLC, only protects you from the acts that occur in the normal course of business associated with the LLC. If some kid is jumping on the trampoline at your house, the fact that you have assets in an LLC or a corporation, that isn't going to give you any protection. I say that, and then I'm going to say, but the LLC actually could give you some protection. We're going to talk about that in more detail, but generally, these entities are only designed to protect you from the activities of the company, not from your private activities. It's kind of like a wall. If the attack comes from the front of the wall, the business side of the wall, business client slips and falls, then the wall protects you personally. If the attack is from the other side of the wall, you have an accident in your private car, then the wall isn't going to protect you because the attack is coming from the other side of the wall. Remember that Congress set up these liability shields to encourage people to operate businesses. They did not set them up to encourage you to be stupid in your own personal life. So they're not going to protect you from the things that happen in your own personal life. We've done kind of an overview of the LLC. They're relatively new in the law. Some attorneys say, you don't want an LLC. We don't know how the courts are going to handle them. Actually, we do pretty much know how the courts are going to handle the liability shielding and the taxes of the LLC. What your attorney is really saying is I don't know much about an LLC. I got taught about corporations in law school, so let's do a corporation. No, you may well want an LLC today, because they are neat tools. They came out of Wyoming in 1979, and since then they have become the most popular business tool in the United States today. This entire series is dedicated to the LLC. We're going to walk you through step by step how to set it up, how to do your operating agreements, how to run the LLC, how to get the tax benefits, how to use and squeeze the maximum liability shielding out of it. We're going to talk about the series LLCs. We're going to go through this in great detail. So roll up your sleeves and let's go through the series.